You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Sarah Scher, the CEO and co-founder of Kango, that provides rides and childcare for kids in the San Francisco Bay Area. Sarah, pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
It's certainly our pleasure to have you as well. So, for starters, tell us about Kango, and how did you come up with this concept?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I am a working mom. I have worked at a couple of other startups. Kango is the first one that I founded myself, but at the last startup that I worked at before founding Kango, it was Snapfish.com, and I ended up being part of a team that was working on three different continents across U.S., Europe, and Asia. And I became a mom while I was doing that. And my kids are now ages 12 and 15. And during that period, I realized, wow, this is really a lot to juggle. And smartphones had come into existence. They made my work life easier to handle wherever I might be, because that was text and data and voice. But when it came to kids, and especially once they started needing to go out to preschool, to school, outside the home basically several times a day, I realized this can't just be solved with a smartphone, although that helps. They need people to help either drive them or care for them or both. And I was unable to find a solution looking around that could help working parents such as myself. And so that's how the idea for Kango came into existence.
You gotta love it. Now, what advice would you give to others looking to start a new company like you've experienced yourself?
Well, I would certainly, number one, advise solving a problem that you hold near and dear and that, if possible, is personal to you, something that you're passionate about. That'll get you through the challenging times. It's definitely not easy to start a business. I would then say have confidence in yourself. Believe that you can do it, even if you haven't done it before. It's amazing what you can accomplish when you believe in yourself and rally others to your cause. And third, get a support network. Look into mentors and certainly investors, resources that can help you. But tap into your local community, to entrepreneurship-focused events and courses and conferences, and network with people who can give you advice when you're starting out.
If you would, and it's always helpful, what was one setback that you faced, and how did you overcome that, assuming that you've had at least one setback along the way?
Sure. Well, in the on the topic of not giving up, we started Kango actually as a carpool app where parents could help each other by finding each other in local neighborhood groups and school groups and exchanging rides rather than requesting a ride from a pre-screened Kango driver. And so we realized that it was really hard to build critical mass for a carpool service, which was peer-to-peer, and where people expected that it would be free and that somehow they would magically be able to find people to carpool with them. And we realized that a couple of things were challenging with that. As an early stage startup just beginning on the fundraising trail, it was hard to convince investors that that was something that people were going to eventually pay for. We didn't intend to always have it be free, but we realized that, hey, this was going to be really hard to build a critical mass on a free service with an audience of parents who are busy themselves and who might not all, you know, download this quickly enough to gain critical mass for us. So we pivoted, so to speak, away from that, also because the overwhelming feedback from our users, of which 40,000 people had downloaded the Kango app, and not only was it a challenge to get beyond, you know, and into the millions of downloads range, but we realized, let's just give people what they want. People asked us over and over, can you recommend a driver? I can't find a carpool partner, or I'm always too busy to carpool myself, or it's too far for us, the routes don't match. And so that persevering really through that challenge and realizing actually, you know, this isn't what users want to pay for was the secret. It was not giving up in the face of, you know, our first version isn't exactly going to be the business model that we initially thought might take off. What's going to take off is what we thought would be phase two, but let's make phase two phase one. And so that's how we really focused on doing all of the vetting and fingerprinting and background checking and screening to provide people with the safe drivers that they themselves didn't have time to find.
And certainly appreciate your sharing that today. We are joined by Sarah Scher, the CEO and co-founder of Kango, that provides rides and child care for kids in the San Francisco Bay Area, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, continuing on, Sarah, what is your competitive advantage in the market? Get into that a little. I'm sure we could learn something there as well.
Yeah. Well, the beauty of this service and this market is that there's very high demand. It's a new solution to a universal challenge, you know, that of getting your kids where they need to go when you can't do it yourself. And we are, partly because of who we are as a founding team, the closest solution to what parents actually need. So we're the only service that can help your family if you have kids under the age of five. So we can drive, and we're insured to drive kids of any age, whether they're babies that need forward-facing car seats that we provide, elementary schoolers or preschoolers that are out of car seats and using booster seats, we provide those, or whether they're more independent middle schoolers or teens, and sometimes even the whole family. So we're the only service that can help you if you have younger kids under the age of five or six. The second is we're actually the only service that can help you if not only you request rides in advance, which most of our rides are scheduled at least a day in advance, but there's a growing proportion where parents realize during the same day that, wow, I'm running late, I'm not going to make it out of the office in time, or somebody's not feeling too great at school, or practice was rescheduled. And so Kango's the only service where you can post a truly on-demand ride to find a driver when things come up in the middle of the day. And third, we're, believe it or not, the only service that really mimics sort of a childcare mentality and behavior, in the sense that you can tell us what your preferred drivers are. You can even request to meet a driver in advance if you or your child is a little nervous about starting to use a service like this for the first time. We curate a group of drivers that your ride requests route to as a priority, drivers who have driven for you before, or that you've told us are your favorites, or that our system has detected you usually have as your familiar drivers. So those are three things that parents really value. And last but not least, I think it really matters in this space who your founders are. My co-founder, who's our CTO, and myself are both parents. We both have prior startup experience. I'm proud to say that our CTO, you know, built the Snapfish.com system for photos and video storage for 100 million users. So we have 100% uptime and a system that's built to scale. And, of course, that's super important when it's about tracking a ride for your child in real time and drivers being able to communicate both with Kango operations and with parents. You just have to have a solid system. So those are three reasons why parents use us and keep coming back.
And certainly can't see the advantage right away. Now, what's next for Kango? Any new cities in the U.S. and beyond in the plans?
Yes, that's a great question. Actually, we have incoming phone calls and emails every day from all over the country and even outside the country, as far away as Australia and Canada and overseas, about when is Kango coming? We really need the service here. We're currently operating in the San Francisco Bay Area across six counties. We do have our sights on the Southern California area as our next area to launch. We're licensed to operate anywhere in California. And thereafter, we aim to roll out in other large U.S. cities across the coasts. And we can't wait to get there. It's really a universal need. So people can check out on KangoApp.co, our website, our areas of service. And if in doubt, you can always write in to us to find out whether we know when we'll be in your area.
Sarah, this is fabulous, and it has been a joy and a pleasure to have had you today to introduce Kengo to the audience, and wish you continued success, and thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Sarah Scher, the CEO and co-founder of Kengo, that provides rides and childcare for kids in the San Francisco Bay Area. And for more information, simply visit KengoApp.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.